I'm Chris Stevenson, and this is a Strange Assembly review of Thunderstone Doomgate Legion. With me here today are Jay Earl.
Doom!
Kevin Kennedy.
Doom!
And Justin Purdy.
Hi.
Thank you, Justin. Doomgate Legion is the second expansion for the Thunderstone game. Thunderstone was created by Mike Elliott, with illustrations by Jason Engel. It is produced and distributed by Alderac Entertainment Group, AEG. It goes for $35, I think, for the expansion. To make any use out of Doomgate Legion, you have to already own Thunderstone, but to briefly go over the concept, it is a deck-building game. You start out, like most deck-building games, with a personal deck full of basic cards. There are cards in the middle that you can buy and add to your deck. In Thunderstone, these are fantasy-themed cards, fighters, and spells, and weapons. And the purpose of the deck, once you have it built up a little bit, is to go into the dungeon, kill monsters, and get victory points. Doomgate Legion adds, I think, 5 new different kinds of monsters, 5 new different heroes, or was it 7? 7 new different heroes, and good splatter of new village cards. So, what were your impressions of the expansion, Jay?
I enjoyed it. I sort of felt like because one of the games we played had 2 of the disease-granting monsters, it became a fairly slow game because everybody quickly got diseases and then spent turns resting to get rid of them, but If we'd only had one of those, it would have been fine. It was yeah. Having both in one game. But I thought it was fun. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, Thunderstone, I think at least, definitely can vary a lot from game to game if you're using the standard random sort of way of assembling a deck, depending on what kind of monsters and what kind of village cards you have. We ended up with 2 disease creating monsters because one of the themes of this, or one of the, maybe not themes, but one of the new little twists on the mechanics in this expansion is that the disease deck, which in the base game and the prior expansion was all just -1 attack when you're trying to go into the dungeon, adds these new special diseases. And so 2 of the 5.
Now you can get leprosy.
Yes, leprosy, thunder's curse, things that make it harder to buy cards in the village, things that give you -2,
things that make negative your heroes weaker.
Yeah, and like Justin said, yeah, things that make you lose victory points. We also had another game where 2 of the kinds of monsters are immune to magic attack, which
the poor wizard
drastically affects what you want to buy.
Unfortunately, the type of monsters you get sometimes makes some of the cards that you see useless.
I tend to like that it varies the play up. On the other hand, it does occasionally produce oddball situations, so I think even if you use the randomizers in Thunderstone, it's sometimes good to just kind of give a little look over, and especially the monsters is the big thing. If you end up with 3 kinds of monsters that are all immune to the same thing or are all really super hard, it can drastically change how the game plays. Now, Justin, this was the first time you'd ever played Thunderstone, so what did you think about it?
I enjoyed it. It is a good mechanic, I think, that you have 2 different sections you want to go to. You have a village where you can buy things, and you've got the dungeon, which is where all the real work is doing, and you have to figure out when it's a good time to jump from just buying things to starting to mess around in the dungeon. And in my second game, that ended up getting me hosed pretty badly because I didn't put enough money in my deck. I decided, I'm going to buy all these cyclones, and I'm just going to march right into the dungeon as soon as I can and start destroying things. And then as soon as the first little weak swarms were out of the way, it's like, oh, I can't even come close to killing anything. Now it's time to buy money. But for the most part, I had a really good time. Definitely enjoyed it.
I like Thunderstone a lot. One of the good things about it from a deck-building game point of view is they have that resting mechanic, which means that if you do make mistakes and you put a bunch of crap in your deck, you can get rid of it.
Or you get really sick.
Right. Particularly as regarding this expansion, I really do like the special diseases. It adds a little bit more flavor to diseases, makes them more interesting. and the diseases are not something that you just randomly inflicted with. You know, going into the dungeon, if you're going to fight something that's going to give you disease, asking for it.
Or someone else gets
the,
one
yeah,
monster.
Or someone else is creeping dooming you from the Wrath of the Elements expansion.
Right. Or someone has the cleric that says, you get the disease instead of them.
I thought it was a very interesting strategic point in the deck. There were these treasures that they added to the dungeon that I don't know how I feel about. I'm kind of ambivalent on them. On the one hand, they're kind of a win more type scenario, because you kill a monster, the treasure shows up, you get the treasure, and you get a benefit from it. I don't know if that's specific to this expansion or not. Chris?
The treasures are one of the new things with Doomgate Legion. The traps, which we didn't play with in any of our games of Doomgate Legion, the traps were introduced in Wrath of the Elements, but the treasure cards were not introduced until Doomgate Legion.
But on the other hand, it's kind of fun to get a treasure after you beat a monster. So that's really something that you can make a call on. You don't have to play with the treasure cards. Individually, I thought a lot of the new cards are really good. I thought the Spirit Blast spell was pretty interesting. There are a couple cards that were kind of lacking. There's this one thief wizard character who is, to be perfectly honest, really kind of subpar.
Until you get him up to third level, and then he's quite nice.
And
but
then by that time, he's lost.
By that time, yeah.
On the other hand, I feel like the fighter thief minstrel guy is ridiculously strong.
Yeah, that guy is really good. Yeah. At least his level 1 version.
Yeah.
We learned his level 2 version is not as good.
That depends on what you were having. You in that game had a deck full of cyclones, so you had a lot of spells, so he wasn't affecting you. But when Jay started buying the Verdian bards, I didn't have any spells in my deck. So whenever he came up, he would still make me discard cards. And unlike the level 1 minstrel, he stacks. Mm-hmm. You can bring out multiples of him.
Uh-huh.
Right, but on the other hand, he's choice instead of random, where level
that.
1 is random.
Yeah.
So.
But the other...
So the best is first the level 1, then the level 2 to really...
The different heroes, you get another archer, you get another cleric, you have more cross-class guys. In the monsters, you get cultist humanoids, you get another kind of undead, the storm wraiths, you get more abyssal demon guys. The Thunderspawn, I don't know if really thematically there was much of a connection between those. Mm-hmm. It didn't have quite as strong a flavor as much as they were frustrating occasionally to play with, depending on what you pulled up. The Golems back in Wrath of the Elements were very strong thematically. Justin mentioned the Swarm earlier. The Swarm works like the Horde does from the Wrath of the Elements expansion, where you get the small one first, and then the big, and then the next bigger one, and then the next bigger one.
Yeah.
And I think that's nice to have in.
Yeah.
I know some people play variants of Thunderstone where you kind of stack the monsters in order, basically, so you get the weaker monsters first. And I don't know that I'd want to play Thunderstone like that, because it reduces some of the variability out of it that I find interesting. But it is nice sometimes to have just one of the three monsters kind of more steadily progress, so there's at least a greater chance of a few weaker ones to pick off
early
on.
That's a good thing, being able to have at least some monsters that you can immediately kind of pursue.
Yeah, and the Swarm is one of the two disease-giving monster types. The other one is Evil Druids.
One thing that I noticed is a lot of spells in this particular... Actually, a lot of the cards in this particular set seem to get better as the game progresses. There's a card called a Greed Blade, which gives you +1 each world revealed, and by the time you end the game, the cards that you have in your hand tend to provide more gold, they tend to be more expensive. And like
the
Soul Jar scales with you, because you're defeating more higher monsters, and basically it's an item that lets you use a monster from your hand to do damage.
Yeah. Well, and I think that the Soul Jar and then the Cyclone both give you a reason to do particular classes. Again,
right.
One of the things that varies can be what the combinations of items of village cards are and heroes. And, you know, the old one that we had for prior expansions was just, oh, you have an archer, and then you have the bow that gets better when you have the archer. Well, there weren't, I think, as many village cards in prior sets that really cared that you were a cleric or a wizard. So here you get Cyclone, which is a spell that it actually matters if you have a cleric or a wizard in your fight. The Soul Jar is a weapon that it actually matters if you have a cleric or a wizard. You get that bonus for having wizard cleric, just like with the bow, you might get the bonus for having an archer.
Yeah, and the other side of that is that they're both still kind of worth buying, even if you don't necessarily have a cleric or wizard, because they're relatively cheap weapons, opposed to, like, you know, the Blessed Hammer, which costs 8.
No, I think not as much as with Wrath of the Elements, but this is definitely an expansion, and there are certain basic items that you would be lacking if you were just playing Doomgate Legion. There's nothing that gives you a global strength buff to your party. There isn't much in the way of just a basic, here's a sword that gives you +2 or +3 attack for cheap that you could put in your deck. But it does, I think, bring a good amount to the Thunderstone game. I think I like Doomgate Legion better than I liked Wrath of the Elements. I don't know if anybody other than Jay has actually played with Wrath of the Elements. What did you think about Doomgate Legion versus Wrath of the Elements?
I don't explicitly recall Wrath of the Elements well enough to really compare them.
Another new thing I don't think we've mentioned yet is the mercenaries. One of the weaknesses of the villager cards that you had is that they didn't do anything when you went into the dungeon from the prior expansions. And I know that when I was looking down, I often really didn't like to buy them, or you had to look for the ones that had an ability where they blew themselves up to do something because you didn't want them clogging your deck. Whereas Doomgate Legion introduces mercenaries, which are villagers that actually do something when you go into the dungeon and have card cycle. And so they have these villager cards that don't have to blow themselves up to be viable.
I just wish they made some gold. The fact that none of them make gold means...
Well, they are mercenaries.
True.
At least 3 of the 5 cycle you through, either flat out draw you cards or cycle you through cards. So you do have that uncertainty. Do I go into the dungeon and see what happens, see whether or not I draw into something right? I think people seem reluctant to do that. More often people go into the village, are like, well, I have 6 gold, let's see if I can get up to 8 to buy whatever the hero was that I wanted. Alright, was there anything else you guys wanted to add about the game? Or about the expansion?
I think the expansion's good. I see a lot of good contributions to the game.
Not having played anything before this expansion, I can just say that I enjoyed the game. Definitely had a good time.
Okay. That's Thunderstone Doomgate Legion, published by AEG. It is an expansion for Thunderstone. It's not a standalone. You can use it with the core Thunderstone box or with the next expansion, which is already out, called Dragonspire, which is also standalone. We haven't gotten to play that yet. I'm sure we will one of these days. Until then, this has been a Strange Assembly review. You can check out our podcast at strangeassembly.com or look it up on iTunes. We have a lot about Legend of the Five Rings, but we also talk about some other games. If you're on our website, you can also stop in at the Strange Assembly forums and let us know what you thought, or email me directly at chris@strangeassembly.com. Hope to hear from you. Until then, for Jay Earl, Kevin Kennedy, and Justin Purdy, this is Strange Assembly.
Now I'm going to sing the Doom song. Doomy doom doom doom, doom doom doom, doomy doom doom doom.